Proponents argue the move will attract new drilling to the state as the industry rebounds from last year's oil price crash. State Senator Cale Case of Lander agrees that the mineral industry is a more important partner, but says as the owners of the minerals, now is not a good time to give up more of the state's shared revenues. According to the bill's fiscal note, the state stands to lose $13.5 million annually.
Our change in taxes won't make any difference. This bill just leaves money on the table, and I really don't believe, and our studies that we've done show that it won't change future behavior.
Case chairs the Senate Revenue Committee and says House Bill 11 would make it even harder to address the state's $750 million budget deficit. Industry groups claim the measure will help Wyoming compete for drilling projects against states with lower overall costs, including North Dakota, Oklahoma, and Texas. Case points to two studies, one prompted by the Wyoming House Mineral Committee, that came to the same conclusion. Cutting severance taxes simply reduces revenue and doesn't boost production or increase employment.
The two biggest drivers in terms of why people produce in a particular region are the geology and the prices of what they can sell the product for.
Wyoming lawmakers reduced severance taxes during last year's downturn in oil prices with HB 243, where exemptions are triggered if the price of oil drops below $50 a barrel. Case says he's especially troubled that HB 11 would cut the state's shared revenues when prices climb above $45 a barrel. If the proposal becomes law, producers will be able to claim exemptions when prices are low and high. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.